from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Early Bird Special. Here on Overtime, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. DOC on a hot microphone, Mad Max. And Max, how lucky are we, man?
So lucky,
early,
Doc.
Little, you know, clean air. What can you say about our weather? We can say clean air.
It's true.
How about that?
It is
fresh.
Clean. It is fresh.
Yeah, it's clean. It's clean. And you've been battling. You've been battling life, my brother.
Oh, sure have.
And, yeah, man. No. Hey, man, we all have to go through that. And I'm just glad that the puppy is in good shape.
Me too. Shout out the dog.
Yeah, shout out to the dog, man. Man's and family's best friend. And that crushed me to hear that your four-legged pal was struggling a little bit. Glad that that is good news. And shout out to Grandma. Want her to stay strong because that's the backbone, man.
That's right, man.
It's the backbone of all of our existence.
Of everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's that nobody really admired you like your grandmother.
No, it's kind of crazy, like the being put on a pedestal like that.
Yeah, yeah. If you didn't think anything of yourself, your grandparents always thought the world of you.
It's true.
And they just could not believe that their kid was capable of producing something as great as you. And it is a day that I'm going to be update, because when you say the term celebration of life as opposed to mourning the passing of is much in effect today as we will celebrate the life of Coach Butch McAdams. A brother, a friend, man who was a regular on this airwaves and would have been on today to discuss. Not only he would have been happy that the Curly W's are back in the win column. Hallelujah. Wow. I mean, it's tough. Thank goodness we love competition. I think what we all have in common, whether or not we agree on everything, is that we just love seeing competition at the highest level. And our guys, I mean, not that the Mets are playing pretty good baseball, but what we just faced was real, and we conquered it. They conquered it. They got the W. And much needed. So shout out to the Curly W's. And then raise your hand if you watch Summer League NBA, because I got both hands up. Can you believe that just based on what we saw, that our guy Sar is nice? How much do you need to see that? Woo. Nice shot, hops, everything you thought, everything you hoped, your initial reaction, how could it not be a thumbs up?
If you pass that initial eye test, I'll talk myself into anything.
Well, just look at the bevy of our first-round picks. It's a nightmare. And really, it's just a whole shopping cart full of disappointments. And then you get this dude. Both of these dudes was like gazelles. And it just looks so unnatural for me to see people this long gliding up, shooting bombs, blocking shots, they're going just gliding up effortlessly. It's like I missed like 20 or 30 years of being alive. What happened? When did all of this all of a sudden happen? Or did it, has it been happening and I'm just not paying attention to it? I mean,
the coordination of these kids who are so long at this point, it's really unprecedented. This is the first time we're ever really seeing people this big, this coordinated in the history of man. So it's really bizarre to think about it in a grand scale of things.
Have we ever even said the word, in my youth, goofy was a word we used quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if your group, did you guys, you ever call anybody goofy?
Yeah. Goofy still gets thrown around.
You guys did?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you can do that now. Who calls anybody goofy?
I call my friends goofy all the time. I call myself goofy. It's
man, but these dudes look, it looks like I'm looking at a science fiction flick, man.
Yeah.
I'm going, it's like, what am I watching? Sci-fi. Who are these people?
That's why Wemby's got the nickname the alien, man. These guys look crazy.
It's like, what in the heck is going on? These dudes, man, and they got strokes, and they're smooth, and they're aggressive. And they go in, they initiate contact. I'm like, okay. I don't mind how you, because a lot of people like our corner. Everybody thought, no, that dude's tough. He's not soft. Just because you're skinny or thin does not mean you're soft. And then, you know, listen, next week this time, Fanatic, what is there not to like? And it gives us in this business, you know, we like tug of war issues. Well, I do. I'll speak for myself. Every time you see something, you go, you know what? That's going to be interesting. We can put that before the people. Should they have taken him out? Should they have left him in? You know, it doesn't matter to me unless it's something that will split the table. And people will say, well, you should have had a shot at the no-hitter. Well, no, you got to think of the long picture. And after going through and living through Strasburg, take him out. What say you?
I get it. But, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, you try and trot him out there. See, let him throw 10 pitches. If he can get out of the inning in 10 pitches, let him keep going. If he can't, then, and he puts a few guys on, ends the no-hitter, that's when you pull him. You give him a quick yank. But,
okay, now you're speaking like a fan. Now put your general manager hat on.
Put
your ownership hat on.
I get it. I do. And it's the owner of the Pirates, too, so it makes it all the worse.
They don't spend any money. They lose all their prospects.
Exactly. So, and that's the thing. Like, unless the Pirates plan on keeping Paul Skeens around for the next 15-plus years, why not? But if they need to keep him around forever. He needs to be a Pirate for life if you're going to pull things like this.
But I don't know what their philosophy, it blows me away. But I'm going, maybe this is the guy they keep, or maybe who knows? But I do know this. Thinking like a fan will never make you an owner.
I'm fine with never being an owner. It's okay.
Yeah, me too. I mean, because I have nothing invested in it. So I can, you know, empty barrel makes the most noise. Coach John Thompson, another classic.
Yeah, it's a bar.
So there'll be people screaming and hollering about, but again, empty barrel makes the most noise. I want to see this brother pitch as long as possible. And, you know, if you're not in first place, what matters? Thank goodness this dude's legit. And just listening this morning, I go, you know, the background on this guy from the Air Force and then his collegiate exploits and his relationship with the coach is good. We're just so fascinated by power. It's almost like speed. When a dude hits that 100 mile per hour or you know, high 90s and he hits 101, like we've got a kid in the Nats organization hitting 103, and we had Stallion on, and we had Grant and just talking about it just really makes me feel so excited. And I even like him being a little wild, because I think that makes it more intriguing. It's almost like, yeah, speed, it's the element of it. And with control, that's the thing about Paul, man. He's throwing acid, but it's on point. And then there's Jalen Brunson. And then, you know, and everybody, you know, and it's not being greedy. If you have a short window as a pro, it's making a business decision. Yet, if true, $100 million over 100 years. But to be in the Apple, and it's one thing about the value about being a Knickerbocker. It's almost like the fan. One of my pet peeves is this. You know what I'm intrigued by and really respect is the Cleveland Brown fan base. Like the Nick fan base. They've done very little of significance nationally, right?
In terms of recent history, sure.
Well, yeah. Well, like our, you mean like our lifetime? Yeah. Okay. Fair. Our lifetime. And so then for the most part, you're going, but why? What makes them so different, so unique in that? That's the thing that I'm intrigued by. It's like the people. It's like Nebraska football. I mentioned about it yesterday. Cornhusker Nation is still powerful. Their product is awful. Still powerful. They're not swayed by that. That belief that they have, they maintain it. They're not like, they don't get caught in the trend. They just, that to me is what we had. Pardon me. We had it here. Now, it took a bulldozer to knock it down and complete imbecile after imbecile after imbecile. But we do, I think we all believe that we are now at least realigned and headed, you know, back in the right direction. And then taking less. 100 million to be in the Apple. Have you seen Madison Square Garden when they're playing? It's crazy. It's crazy what they have. And then there's Wimbledon, King Kong, Godzilla, the dream matchup. Were you able to peek, check any of it out?
No, tennis, I used to watch the Wimbledon final all the time with my dad in the morning, like, because it was, you know, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, weekend event. And he used to watch it all the time, but I have not been able to keep up with tennis in the morning too much. I wake up far too late now.
Man.
It's rough.
Thank goodness for on demand.
I know, right?
So you can catch up, dude. I mean, you got King Kong Godzilla coming up. So we're good, man. Let's get after it, because it's going to be fun. And then our beloved Burgundy and Gold. You know, we've really had no bad news, and that's good news. Unless I missed something.
No, even better news, the rookies report next week, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, man, it's a slow roll. It's really, you don't want to peak too soon, but this is going to be overwhelming in terms of the excitement. I'm just out of pace myself.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's a little bit bigger of a because, like, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I feel like the local attitude about the team has been very quiet as of late, especially over the past. Yeah, of course. But I think there's going to be a little bit more excitement, a little bit more groundswell once training camp gets rolling. But we'll see.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look at the passion of Copa America, and you know, Euro. And I've just been captivated by it. It's really amazing. The physicality, I was not, you know, I've watched, I stick my head in, stick my head out. I'm just the soccer. My soccer usage meter is off the chart, and WNBA viewership is off the chart. My needle is broken. I'm watching so much, enjoying all of it. Really, just watching, you know, what the two super rookies are doing in the W, and then with the old pros. See, the beauty about a marketing of a league is when your babies are dominating and giving, bringing headlines, and then the best player in the world is flexing. You got a damn good product. You got a damn good product. And then the ESPYs. Wow. I'm still numb over the that when we lock in and stop bitching and fighting and hating what we accomplish. I don't know if you caught Coach Saban's deal, his speech. It just, there were some amazing moments. If you didn't watch it, I urge you to go back. And the one thing that we did watch, both of us for the first time, was receiver. I was not compelled to go to it for whatever reason. But I believe you saw it as well.
I did catch a little bit of it. I haven't made it all the way through. I have made it through the first couple episodes, and I've seen a bunch of clips from later in that I will be watching soon. But I've only made it through the first two so far.
Yeah, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Shout out to Alden Carpenter, young lad who almost 30, not quite. He hits 2.9 today. Young people growing up, man, it's an exciting deal. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. We got a lot on the plate, Max. It's so much going on. It's just a matter of what direction we will take this at 11. This would be a little compressed today. Honestly, I couldn't believe it. We were able to land Pete Medhurst. What a treat that will be. You know, coming up later this afternoon. And then we'll, I just think it's going to be strong, man. It's going to be strong. I'm going to try to stay focused on that. And just thinking about Coach, and feel free to shout out to Coach Mack. I know there's no way, and you know where, that G in the Shop at 9:18 is awake. But when he does, I'm certain that we will. I can't wait to get his evaluation on the Wizards' young star. And we'll do that and more. We'll take our first break here on Overtime, DOC and Max, right here on a hot microphone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Overtime. Dr. Lou Holder will join us bottom of the hour so he can educate us even more on that beautiful game. And I'll tell you what, I've grown even more admiration just for the passion. You want to get a jolt of adrenaline, all you got to do is just turn them on and watch it. And of course, I get it. Country interests versus a particular area. and area code understandable, but my goodness, the physicality, the athleticism, the passion involved in this, it's been a great view. And Lou will break it down and tell us who he thinks will win and why, because I know that there'll be some wagering that'll be going on, which is great. A lot of moves going on. This is a very, very interesting time in the summer. And are you a big Olympics guy?
Yes, I am. So I'm actually quite excited. I usually will forget until like 3 months before the Olympics that they're on the way, and they're on the way quickly. And I get really excited about them. Watch the every event that I can watch is usually what I will pull up. I'm quite excited to see how flag football will go this year, because that's I think this is the first Olympics where that's actually a thing. So yeah. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for all of it. I'm the swimming, volleyball, huge Olympics guy. Yeah. Big fan.
Yeah. Good looking out on that. I forgot. I like watching it. I'm glad that it's probably one of the few things that we've started off in the equity thing. The women, girls play flag football as well as the guy in the NFL has done a great job with that. I love watching it.
Yeah, shout out Play 60. My little cousin, he's starting to do flag football and all that. And even Jayden Daniels played flag football, and he credits a lot of his movement to flag football. So very helpful in development too.
Yeah, well, the flag football, I mean, hopefully our DC Divas will benefit from these ladies playing that flag football at a high level and slinging it. And so it's all good, man. A lot of positives that we can share when it comes to us opening up the floodgates and our eyes and realizing that, man, you give people an equal opportunity to compete no matter who they are, gender, race, financial equity. It doesn't matter. They just need an opportunity. So it's awesome, man. I'm really, really big into that and glad that we have opened up our eyes and our hearts, and we're allowing this to happen. So we will take a quick break once again, get to the bottom of the hour when we come back. Dr. Holder, a regular here, will come back, and he will educate us even more on this beautiful game and what he expects. And if you want to put a little something down on it, at least he'll put you in the right direction. All that and more continues here on Overtime. Welcome back to Overtime. Doc Walker, Mad Max, controlling things, and we are honored on this day that we celebrate our colleague, his life, Coach Butch McAdams. We bring on a man that needs no introduction. And during this time of the year, I mean, without him, we're blind. As we talk about that beautiful game, Dr. Holder, Lou Holder. Doctor, I can only imagine your level of excitement now as we've come down to the Final Four, if you will, about that beautiful game. And so I'll open the floor to you. So we got a lot of eager listeners that want to know where to put their money, so that you can help them fulfill their financial dreams. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Doc. I can't mess with other people's money. So all I'll do is I'm actually more excited to hear my good friend Doc Walker, and just recently talking to Max, and just realizing that more and more people are understanding and getting excited about this game. I mean, it's exciting all over the world all year, every month of the year, but every 2 years it grabs the interest of people in the United States because of what you're seeing in the crowds now, and the way these people travel. It's like how the Cowboys and the Steelers and the Green Bay Packers fans and the Niners, how they travel around from stadium to stadium here. Multiply that by thousands and thousands, and that's how these people travel to see their country and to see their players play. And like I was telling you, every 2 years is a tournament and international tournament that matters, and that's why there's so much interest in these Copas and the Euros, and then the next time around will be in 2 years when the World Cup comes to the global stage, and it's going to be here. Try hosted by Canada, Mexico, and the United States in 2026. And if we're still on the air talking to one another, we want to talk about your excitement being more than it is now. It's going to be on our soil, and all those people are going to be coming to this country to watch this game. It's going to be something. So, it's a fun time of year, and it's happening at a time where I think that the normal American fan can digest it, because we are kind of in between football and other things going on. I mean, baseball is such a long season. So right now it is captivating people, but I hope I had a part in getting at least Rick Doc Walker super excited about this game.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it, because you never stopped. And I can look, I can see grace and elegance. What really excited me as a sicko was how physical the game was. I did not realize the level of contact. It reminds me of what it has going with baseball, is the most inconsistent officiating on earth. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how you get a card. I've seen people just bulldoze nothing. And I understand the flopping thing used to go on, but that I don't quite get. But the passion, the conditioning involved in all these sports, just watch Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Some of these sets, 3 hours and grueling, and just, test the wills and skill. And I guess that's the best way to frame it for me.
Yeah.
Watching people exhausted, still performing at the highest levels, is really sport at its best. And that's what we pay for.
Yeah, and it is a tough deal. I mean, because if you think about your legs, and these guys are wearing metal spikes, and they're coming in, and the refs have a really, really hard job, because some of this stuff is in the midst of play. But some of these guys, they're coming to injure. They're coming to... to take care of business. And you do have late hits. You do have everything that football you can relate to. You do have that in this game. And so you got to control that, because people get legs broken. This is the real passionate stuff that you saw. And you and I were talking. I mean, it's going to be you're going to see on Sunday four of the most passionate countries that play this game playing against one another. And you can't get any better. I mean, I'll start with Copa. Besides Brazil, no fan base travels better and represents more than Colombia and Argentina. And that game is in Miami. That's like a second home for both of those countries.
Right.
So the yellow and the blue that you're going to see in that stadium, and just the passion that you're going to see before the game, before they even get into the stadium, is going to be something that's going to awe you. And over in the Euros, Spain and England, the history of those two countries, it's just going to be fun to watch. And you just see the fans, when the fan cutaways are really, really helping people understand why these games are so important. It's bragging rights for country. It's bragging rights for club teams. It's everything. It is everything. It's like the Super Bowl, but magnified in these countries, because there is no other, in some of these countries, Doc, there is no other sport. There's no football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever. In some of these countries, it is soccer and soccer alone. That's it. That's it. So all of their attention goes to your country coming together, winning, and having a good showing, which is why I was telling you that if the U.S. could not get out of their group, that coach was going to get fired.
You did. You called.
He was going to get fired. There's no.
Yeah.
8 years ago, the United States didn't even qualify for the World Cup, which was in Russia, and it was an embarrassment, Doc. A nation of this size with that many people playing the sport, and you don't even qualify for the World Cup, okay? 4 years later, they do qualify for the World Cup in Qatar, and they not only do enough to get out of their group, they got out of their group, and they got to the knockout round, right? The next big test with that coach, the next big test was this Copa America, and you didn't even get out of the group, but Canada got to the semifinals. His job was done. He's done. It was something that just can't happen. You cannot.
And Mexico's coach followed a similar fate.
Yes. You lose and you're out, because now this game is going to be on your home soil in 2 years. And if this country, after getting out of the group last World Cup, can't even get out of the group this World Cup, it's on your soil. It's going to be really, really embarrassing. So that's why they had to make that move. Everybody around the globe knew that this was going to happen. And it's the most important position. You got to get that front office. You got to get that front office right. And Doc, in vernacular that you and Max can understand, the biggest draft pick or the biggest thing that happened to the Washington Commanders was not getting Jaden Daniels. It was getting Adam Peters. It was getting that front office together so there is some type of accountability, and then everything else can come under that. We can all assess in the Washington, D.C. area that this was not a talent that had four wins attached to it last year. You are what your record says you are, but a lot of that stuff had to do with coaching that we had talked about over and over and over again. You got to get the coaching and you got to get the front office right for these players to now play differently, right? And right now, the United States is playing like the coaching and like the front office. So the United States has got to get that together, and they got to get it together quickly, because right now it's really embarrassing. I mean, yeah, maybe you knew that Argentina and Colombia or maybe Uruguay or one of these South American countries would probably get to the finals. But, man, you're really thinking about what happened in Qatar, that the United States would at least have a say in something. They didn't even get out of the group, which was one of the weaker groups in the whole tournament. Not good. Not good. Not good. So that's where we are with that.
Wow. Max?
That's the education on that. That's why you heard that move. That's why I called you as soon as it happened. I was like, see, I told you, they weren't even going to wait. They weren't even going to wait, because now they got to find, and you have to open up your checkbook, open up whatever, and you got to bring the best person that you can in here, and you probably want to do it with somebody who's not an American, because they need to see a different lens. And we've been through that road before, Doc. We had a coach from Germany named Jurgen Klinsmann, and it didn't work out. But you got to keep hitting the pinata until you find a coach and a philosophy that these players that they say is the golden generation. These are like some of the better players, because these are the players that are getting a chance to play in some of these top divisions. You can't squander two more or four more years of them playing mediocre soccer. You got to have a coach and a front office that's going to challenge them to get to higher heights. So that's what you're going to see over the next couple of years, is them trying to get to a level where they can be not a laughing stock, because the U.S. people are laughing. They're laughing because a country of this size should be doing better, than not getting out of their own group at a tournament that they're hosting.
I'm kind of
so the next time they host, it can't be this embarrassing.
I'm kind of shocked that they waited as long as they did to get rid of Greg Berhalter. But who do you think, like, because we got the Olympics coming up, so I guess they're going to try and use that as kind of a ramp up or a getting up to speed period. But who do you think should kind of hopefully take the reins? I know they offered Klopp and he turned it down, but who do you think they might go to next?
So he turned it down initially. Until stranger things have happened, Max. So I don't totally close the door, because a lot of them say that. But there are That's a good question, Max, because the thing is, it has to be the right balance, and I don't know who else is out there that I would really, really want to see except Klopp. But again, I have to do some more thinking on who the best. I know a lot of the people don't want another American coach, because we had Bradley, that didn't work out. We had Berhalter twice, that didn't work out. So whatever it is, it has to be a person who's coaching or has affiliations overseas. And even the Canada coach said, I don't want any part of the U.S. job. So it's going to be interesting. I'll just say that.
You were explaining to me the difference between Euro competition and the Copa. And had we been a different, maybe the team would have fared differently. And I was still scratching my head over that. And it's explained to me even different dimensions of the pitch itself.
Yeah, I mean, the way the Europeans play the game, and the way the South Americans, the way they play the game, it's a lot more, they call it samba soccer over in Brazil. It's just a lot more flamboyant. They have a lot more flair to the game over in the South America regions. But in the Europe, that's the kind of historic Europe, Italy, the English leagues. But there is a level in all of these countries and all of these areas that you can see the style, but they all have superstars. They all have superstars that if you watch them, their game translate in any continent, their game translates. So I'm just looking for more of that from the United States. Right now, we don't have a player or players that are game changers on their other teams. They're role players. They're complementary players on the teams that they play on in their club league, in their club levels. So we need superstars to raise the level of U.S. soccer. So okay. That's what needs to happen. And then we need a Kylian Mbappe. We need the 17-year-old that's playing for Spain tomorrow, Yamal. You're going to see a lot of, and it can happen here. There's talent all over this globe. We got to get it to a point where it's all together under one coach, under one umbrella, and playing together.
Well, I can't wait, brother, because they got me now. I'm hooked, and I enjoyed it. It's been great, and thanks for you directing us, educating us, Dr. Holder. We appreciate that. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we will do this again, man. Whenever you're ready to share those skills of yours, we will be at your beck and call.
I appreciate you. I appreciate Max. If I had to pick between teams, I'm going with England and Colombia. And Colombia to win these games tomorrow. England, Colombia, I could be totally wrong. But that's the thing about predictions.
That, you know, we same thing we did for Coach McAdams. We put him on the spot every time. And, you know, he went out with a blaze because he was on fire throughout the playoff series. So tomorrow, well, we won't get to do it until next week, but we will hold you to this, Brother Holder. And I know that you won't back down. You won't go hiding. So we'll talk to you next week.
Nah, I'll be around. I'll be here for you, Doc.
Thank you.
All right.
Lou Holder, as Coach would say, Max, simply one of the best. We'll go to break on that. We'll come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number if you care to join and get in on this beautiful game. Ah, how lucky are we? Nationals win, so my spirits are lifted. And the Wizards look like we got a good one. A young man that's got a shot. He blocks shots. He's, I don't know. I want to pinch myself. Usually our first round picks end up being less than desirable. Not this time. Our new group knocked it out of the park. And we do love that. Springfield, Virginia is our first stop here on Overtime. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hey, Doc, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Look, I've been listening to you since back in the day when you and Coach were on. In the evenings, driving home from work, I'd listen to you. So it's an absolute honor to talk to you. And
happy to have you.
I got to say, I missed that show you two did. You had a connection and a relationship that just made that thing flow. And, of course, with all the experience in both the sports you had, it was just a pleasure. So I'm happy to see you're still getting it.
Yeah, miss him every day, man. And now lost another soldier, Coach McAdams. So we got to keep him and enjoy him while you have him, man, because nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper gets you at some point for all of us. Hey, look, Doc, here's what I was thinking listening to you and Dr. Holder, I believe his name is, on the phone a moment ago. Mm-hmm. It dawned on me that everyone's running from this coaching position for the U.S., where if you really think about it, and the talent, like you said, that we have dotted throughout the country.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Overtime. Doc Walker, Mad Max, controlling things, and we are honored on this day that we celebrate our colleague, his life, Coach Butch McAdams. We bring on a man that needs no introduction, and during this time of the year, I mean, without him, we're blind. As we talk about that beautiful game, Dr. Holder, Lou Holder. Doctor, I can only imagine your level of excitement now as we've come down to the Final Four, if you will, about that beautiful game. So I'll open the floor to you. So we got a lot of eager listeners that want to know where to put their money so that you can help them fulfill their financial dreams. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Doc. I can't mess with other people's money. So all I'll do is talk to I'm actually more excited to hear my good friend Doc Walker, and just recently talking to Max, and just realizing that more and more people are understanding and getting excited about this game. I mean, it's exciting all over the world, all year, every month of the year. But every 2 years, it grabs the interest of people in the United States because of what you're seeing in the crowds now, and the way these people travel. It's like how the Cowboys and the Steelers and the Green Bay Packers fans and the Niners, how they travel around from stadium to stadium here. Multiply that by thousands and thousands, and that's how these people travel to see their country and to see their players play. And like I was telling you, every 2 years is a tournament, an international tournament that matters, and that's why there's so much interest in these Copas and the Euros, and then the next time around will be in 2 years when the World Cup comes to the global stage, and it's going to be here, tri-hosted by Canada, Mexico, and the United States in 2026. And if we're still on the air talking to one another, we want to talk about your excitement being more than it is now. It's going to be on our soil, and all those people are going to be coming to this country to watch this game. It's going to be something. So, it's a fun time of year, and it's happening at a time where I think that the normal American fan can digest it, because we are kind of in between football and other things going on. I mean, baseball is such a long season. So right now it is captivating people, but I hope I had a part in getting at least Rick Doc Walker super excited about this game.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it, because you never stopped. And I can look, I can see grace and elegance. What really excited me as a sicko was how physical the game was. I did not realize the level of contact. It reminds me of what it has going with baseball, is the most inconsistent officiating on earth. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how you get a card. I've seen people just bulldoze nothing. And I understand the flopping thing used to go on, but that I don't quite get. But the passion, the conditioning involved in all these sports, I mean, just watch Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Some of these sets, 3 hours and grueling and just, you know, test the wills and skill. And I guess that's the best way to frame it for me.
Yeah.
Watching people exhausted, still performing at the highest levels, is really sport at its best. And that's what we pay for.
Yeah, and it is a tough deal. I mean, because if you think about your legs, and these guys are wearing metal spikes, and they're coming in, and the refs have a really, really hard job, because some of this stuff is in the midst of play. But some of these guys, they're coming to injure. They're coming to to take care of business. And you do have late hits. You do have everything that football you can relate to. You do have that in this game. And so you got to control that, because people get legs broken. I mean, this is the real passionate stuff that you saw. And you and I were talking. I mean, it's going to be you're going to see on Sunday four of the most passionate countries that play this game playing against one another. And you can't get any better. I mean, I'll start with Copa. Besides Brazil, no fan base travels better and represents more than Colombia and Argentina. And that game is in Miami. That's like a second home for both of those countries.
Right.
So the yellow and the blue that you're going to see in that stadium, and just the passion that you're going to see before the game, before they even get into the stadium, is going to be something that's going to awe you. And over in the Euros, Spain and England, the history of those two countries, it's just going to be fun to watch. And you just see the fans, when the fan cutaways are really, really helping people understand why these games are so important. It's bragging rights for country. It's bragging rights for club teams. It's everything. It is everything. It's like the Super Bowl, but magnified in these countries, because there is no other, in some of these countries, Doc, there is no other sport. There's no football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever. In some of these countries, it is soccer and soccer alone. That's it. That's it. So all of their attention goes to your country coming together, winning, and having a good showing. A good showing, which is why I was telling you that if the U.S. could not get out of their group, that coach was going to get fired.
You did. He
was going to get fired. There's no.
Yeah.
8 years ago, the United States didn't even qualify for the World Cup, which was in Russia, and it was an embarrassment, Doc. A nation of this size with that many people playing the sport, and you don't even qualify for the World Cup. Okay, 4 years later, they do qualify for the World Cup in Qatar, and they not only do enough to get out of their group, they got out of their group and they got to the knockout round, right? The next big test with that coach, the next big test was Copa America, and you didn't even get out of the group, but Canada got to the semifinals. His job was done. He's done. It was something that it just can't happen. You cannot.
And Mexico's coach followed a similar fate.
Yes, you lose and you're out, because now this game is going to be on your home soil in 2 years. And if this country, after getting out of the group last World Cup, can't even get out of the group this World Cup, it's on your soil. it's going to be really, really embarrassing. So that's why they had to make that move. Everybody around the globe knew that this was going to happen. You gotta, and it's the most important position. You got to get that front office. You got to get that front office right. And Doc, in a vernacular that you and Max can understand, the biggest draft pick or the biggest thing that happened to the Washington Commanders was not getting Jaden Daniels. It was getting Adam Peters. It was getting that front office together so there is some type of accountability, and then everything else can come under that. We can all assess in the Washington, D.C. area that this was not a talent that had four wins attached to it last year. You are what your record says you are, but a lot of that stuff had to do with coaching that we had talked about over and over and over again. You got to get the coaching and you got to get the front office right for these players to now play differently, right? And right now, the United States is playing like the coaching and like the front office. So the United States has got to get that together, and they got to get it together quickly, because right now it's really embarrassing. I mean, yeah, maybe you knew that Argentina and Colombia or maybe Uruguay or one of these South American countries would probably get to the finals. But, man, you're really thinking about what happened in Qatar, that the United States would at least have a say in something. They didn't even get out of the group, which was one of the weaker groups in the whole tournament. Not good. Not good. Not good. So that's where we are with that.
Wow. Max?
That's the education on that. That's why you heard that move. That's why I called you as soon as it happened. I was like, see, I told you, they weren't even going to wait. They weren't even going to wait, because now they got to find, and you have to open up your checkbook, open up whatever, and you got to bring the best person that you can in here, and you probably want to do it with somebody who's not an American, because they need to see a different lens. And we've been through that road before, Doc. We had a coach from Germany named Jurgen Klinsmann, and it didn't work out. But you got to keep hitting the pinata until you find a coach and a philosophy that these players that they say is the golden generation. These are like some of the better players, because these are the players that are getting a chance to play in some of these top divisions. You can't squander two more or four more years of them playing mediocre soccer. You got to have a coach and a front office that's going to challenge them to get to higher heights. So that's what you're going to see over the next couple of years, is them trying to get to a level where they can be not a laughing stock, because the U.S. people are laughing. They're laughing because a country of this size should be doing better, than not getting out of their own group at a tournament that they're hosting.
I'm kind of,
so the next time they host, it can't be this embarrassing.
I'm kind of shocked that they waited as long as they did to get rid of Greg Berhalter. But who do you think, like, because we got the Olympics coming up, so I guess they're going to try and use that as kind of a ramp up or a getting up to speed period. But who do you think should kind of hopefully take the reins? I know they offered Klopp and he turned it down, but who do you think they might go to next?
So he turned it down initially. I don't, until stranger things have happened, Max. So I don't totally close the door, because a lot of them say that. But there are, that's a good question, Max, because the thing is, it has to be the right balance. And I don't know who else is out there that I would really, really want to see except Klopp. But again, I have to do some more thinking on who the best. I know a lot of the people don't want another American coach, because we had Bradley, that didn't work out. We had Berhalter twice, that didn't work out. So whatever it is, it has to be a person who's coaching or has affiliations overseas. And even the Canada coach said, I don't want any part of the U.S. job. So it's going to be interesting. I'll just say that.
You were explaining to me the difference between Euro competition in the Copa, and had we been a different, maybe the team would have fared differently. And I was still scratching my head over that. And it's explained to me even different dimensions of the pitch itself.
Yeah, I mean, the way the Europeans play the game And the way the South Americans, the way they play the game, it's a lot more, they call it samba soccer over in Brazil. It's just a lot more flamboyant. They have a lot more flair to the game over in the South America regions. But in the Europe, that's the kind of historic Europe, Italy, the English leagues. But there is a level in all of these countries and all of these areas that you can see the style, but they all have superstars. They all have superstars that if you watch them, their game translate in any continent, their game translates. So I'm just looking for more of that from the United States. Right now, we don't have a player or players that are game changers on their other teams. They're role players. They're complementary players on the teams that they play on in their club league, in their club levels. So we need superstars to raise the level of U.S. soccer. So that's what needs to happen. And then we need a Kylian Mbappe. We need the 17-year-old that's playing for Spain tomorrow, Yamal. You're going to see a lot of, and it can happen here. There's talent all over this globe. We got to get it to a point where it's all together under one coach, under one umbrella, and playing together.
Well, I can't wait, brother, because they got me now. I'm hooked, and I enjoyed it. It's been great, and thanks for you directing us, educating us, Dr. Holder. We appreciate that. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we will do this again, man. Whenever you're ready to share those skills of yours, we will be at your beck and call.
I appreciate you. I appreciate Max. If I had to pick between teams, I'm going with England and Colombia. And Colombia to win these games tomorrow. England, Colombia, I could be totally wrong. But that's the thing about predictions.
You know, we same thing we did for Coach McAdams. We put him on the spot every time. And, you know, he went out with a blaze because he was on fire throughout the playoff series. So tomorrow, well, we won't get to do it until next week, but we will hold you to this, Brother Holder. And I know that you won't back down. You won't go hiding. So we'll talk to you next week.
Nah, I'll be around. I'll be here for you, Doc.
Thank you.
All right.
Lou Holder, as Coach would say, Max, simply one of the best. We'll go to break on that. We'll come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number if you care to join and get in on this beautiful game. Ah, how lucky are we? Nationals win, so my spirits are lifted. And the Wizards look like we got a good one. A young man that's got a shot. He blocks shots. He's, I don't know. I want to pinch myself. Usually our first round picks end up being less than desirable. Not this time. Our new group knocked it out of the park. And we do love that. Springfield, Virginia is our first stop here on Overtime. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hey, Doc, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Look, I've been listening to you since back in the day when you and Coach were on. In the evenings, driving home from work, I'd listen to you, so it's an absolute honor to talk to you. And I got to say, I miss that show you two did. You had a connection and a relationship that just made that thing flow. And, of course, with all the experience in both the sports you had, it was just a pleasure. So I'm happy to see you're still getting it.
Yeah, miss him every day, man. And now lost another soldier, Coach McAdams. So you got to keep him and enjoy him while you have him, man, because nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper gets you at some point for all of us. Hey, look, Doc, here's what I was thinking listening to you and Dr. Holder, I believe his name is, on the phone a moment ago. It dawned on me that everyone's running from this coaching position for the U.S., where if you really think about it, and the talent, like you said, that we have dotted throughout the country, we just can't get on the team. Why don't we look where success has already been bred? And that is in the women in the World Cup, the coaches that have come and gone through them. Why can't we grab a young Rocky Redhot? I don't care if it's a female, they're coaching. They're not kicking the ball against the guy. They're using their minds. And everyone knows women can multitask much better than men. Why don't we step out as a leader and grab one of those Rocky Red Hot young ladies as a coach? They know what they're doing, could break the mold, and look, it couldn't be any worse than results we're getting with these other coaches who don't seem to be able to get things done. What are your thoughts on that?
I can't, you know, I think about Don Staley, the head coach of South Carolina, the Gamecocks, and I think we're going to see her on a collegiate D1 men's powerhouse program or an NBA bench, or I believe that.
Sure.
And because everything leads to that eventually, I think we're headed in the right direction. And with soccer, no doubt in my mind, it'll probably be the first into that because we've dominated more so in that
dominated
level. You hit a good point, Jack. But again,
thank
you know,
you.
We got to grow up. You know, we have a lot of barriers in this country. And thank goodness we're knocking some of them down.
Sure.
You know? Now, will we get
right,
to see
Doc.
It? Hope so. Hope so.
Yep.
But at least what think right. we're headed in the right direction based
yes,
on
sir.
The decisions that we make.
Absolutely.
Jack, it was a treat, man.
Always thank a pleasure, you. Sir. Keep it up. I'll thank keep you. Listening. You keep going. Have a great Saturday.
Appreciate that. See, Max, you see what Dr. Holder brings us? He brings us an intellectual audience.
True.
Just had Judge Rossi text us. And see, it what happens, and I love, and really, I do love Big Tony. But see what happens? The audience that you attract is based on the content you deliver and the people that follow us. And so now we're getting to Jack's, and we had Dr. Sabah, who will join us on the other side of the clock. So we're rolling, man. And as soon as G wakes up, I mean, it's going to really, because I know he's got some take on the summer league. No doubt about it. And you know, we went an entire hour. We did not mention Bronny. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. Wow. I'm shocked.
I mean, we deserve something for that alone. Because the coverage now is borderline embarrassing. What the network put out yesterday. Absolutely embarrassing. Hour one down. We only got one more left, so jump in now. But I tell you what, we got a powerhouse coming up for you. Pete Medhurst. This dude is just on fire. Stays on fire. And you give him a curly W victory, look out. We'll be right back. Oh, how lucky are we? Nationals win, so my spirits are lifted. And the Wizards look like we got a good one. A young man that's got a shot. He blocks shots. He's, I don't know, I want to pinch myself. Usually our first round picks end up being less than desirable. Not this time. Our new group knocked it out of the park. And we do love that. Springfield, Virginia is our first stop here on Overtime. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hey, Doc, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Look, I've been listening to you since back in the day when you and Coach were on. In the evenings, driving home from work, I'd listen to you. So it's an absolute honor to talk to you. And
happy to have you.
I got to say, I missed that show you two did. You had a connection and a relationship that just made that thing flow. And, of course, with all the experience in both the sports you had, it was just a pleasure. So I'm happy to see you're still getting it.
Yeah, miss him every day, man. And now I lost another soldier, Coach McAdams. So we got to keep him and enjoy him while you have him, man, because nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper gets you at some point for all of us. Hey, look, Doc, here's what I was thinking listening to you and Dr. Holder, I believe his name is, on the phone a moment ago. Mm-hmm. It dawned on me that everyone's running from this coaching position for the U.S., where if you really think about it, and the talent, like you said, that we have dotted throughout the country, we just can't get on the team, why don't we look where success has already been bred? And that is in the women in the World Cup, the coaches that have come and gone through them. Why can't we grab a young Rocky Red Hot? I don't care if it's a female, they're coaching. They're not kicking the ball against the guy. They're using their minds. And everyone knows women can multitask much better than men. Why don't we step out as a leader and grab one of those Rocky Red Hot young ladies as a coach? They know what they're doing, could break the mold. And look, it couldn't be any worse than results we're getting with these other coaches who don't seem to be able to get things done. What are your thoughts on that?
I can't, you know, I think about Don Staley, the head coach of South Carolina, the Gamecocks, and I think we're going to see her on a collegiate D1 men's powerhouse program or an NBA bench, or I believe that.
Sure.
And because everything leads to that eventually, I think we're headed in the right direction. And with soccer, no doubt in my mind, it'll probably be the first into that because we've dominated more so in that
dominated
level. You hit a good point, Jack. But again, you
thank
know, we got to grow up. You know, we have a lot of barriers in this country. And thank goodness we're knocking some of them down.
Sure.
You know? Now, will we get
right,
to see
Doc.
It? Hope so. Hope so.
Yep.
But at least what all people right. are headed in the right direction based
yes,
on
sir.
The decisions that we make.
Absolutely.
Jack, it was a treat, man.
Always thank a pleasure, you. Sir. Keep it up. I'll thank keep you. Listening. You keep going. Have a great Saturday.
Appreciate that. See, Max, you see what Dr. Holder brings us? He brings us an intellectual audience.
True.
Just had Judge Rossi text us. And see, it what happens, and I love, and really, I do love Big Tony. But see what happens? The audience that you attract is based on the content you deliver and the people that follow us. And so now we're getting to Jack's, and we had Dr. Sabah, who will join us on the other side of the clock. So we're rolling, man. And as soon as G wakes up, I mean, it's going to really, because I know he's got some take on the summer league. No doubt about it. And you know, we went an entire hour. We did not mention Bronny. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. Wow. I'm shocked.
I mean, we deserve something for that alone. Because the coverage now is borderline embarrassing. What the network put out yesterday. Absolutely embarrassing. Hour one down. We only got one more left, so jump in now. But I tell you what, we got a powerhouse coming up for you. Pete Medhurst. This dude is just on fire. Stays on fire. And you give him a curly W victory, look out. We'll be right back.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.